This is Father Frank Magica. I'd like to say a little something today about chapter 13 of the Gospel of Matthew, the parable section of that Gospel, where Jesus tells some stories about the kingdom, what it's like, and how it works. It begins with a parable that's very well known, the parable of the sower. A sower going out to sow, throwing seed around the way they did back in those days, and then waiting for the sun and rain and time to do its work. But the seeds, of course, land on different kinds of soil, and they don't all grow up at the same rate or in the same way, and some don't grow at all. Either the plant was not hardy enough, or the seed had never really taken root. But if the seed had landed in good soil, it could produce a harvest. The parable is about the sowing, the growing, and the sower himself. As a story about the sowing, it's about a certain randomness and unpredictability. The seeds are simply thrown out there. They're not carefully planted one by one. They're not carefully watched all the time to see what's going on. They're just thrown out, helter-skelter almost. And as a story about the growing, it's a story of how the growth is affected not just by the kind of soil it lands on, but by other things like the birds, the people walking through the fields that step on it, or things that can choke off the seed's growth like other plants. And as a story of the sower, it is about Jesus, who puts the message out there and then turns it all over to God, but with the knowledge that there will be those, not everyone, but there will be those who take in the message and over time produce a rich harvest. The parable of the sower is also, finally, a story about us as individuals and as a church. What are the seeds that we sow? Do we spread the message of the good news of God or some other message in our world, in our houses, in the places that we work? And finally, we can ask ourselves if we're able to trust that no matter how many seeds we sow that wind up not reaching maturity, some will. They'll take root and they will thrive and produce a great harvest. We know that that's true because on the basis of Jesus' words, his life, and the story of his message, that's how things work in the kingdom of God. And thanks for listening. Hope you have a great week.